Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche: without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And man, if you don't know what I'm manning about, I'm about to tell you. Diddy. This dude, boy, you can't hide no more, Diddy. The hiding is over. These allegations are not true. It's over. We done seen it, brother. And before I go on, I'm not a component. I hate a woman beater. I despise a woman beater with everything I love, everything I have in my body. They are cowards. Because a man that hits a woman, I believe in my heart through and through, you will not put your hands on another man. I believe that. You are a coward. Now, let's address this video from this coward ass nigga. Alright. Yo, now that's crazy. Like, I thought she was unconscious in the video. What did you think? Like, the way he slammed, the way he grabbed her and threw her to the ground, to the floor. Like, then kick her right in her ass. Like, yo, you're lame for that one, bro. Like, for real. Like, cold-blooded lame, man. What did that girl... It don't matter what she did. Because evidently, she was trying to get away from you. She thought you was maybe asleep or in the shower or some shit. She was trying to bounce. You won't have in that shit, I see. No, you wasn't. Like, man, you fucked that girl up, bro. I see why you paid for that video. You didn't need that shit getting out at that time. That shit would have ruined you. But man, you should have let that shit came out then, because what it gonna do to you now? Sheesh. Bro, you in shit creek. You are up shit creek with all the power. You ain't got no toilet paper, bro. But that video, man, that video, like, Cat Williams. Big up to Cat Williams again. But really enlighten us, man, and really open, you know, he just opened your eyes, made you think a little bit. He really did. And you have to admit, Cat Williams was telling the truth. He wasn't lying. So big up the cat, no bullshit. But anyway, get back to this Diddy video. Like, dude, wherever you're at right now, stay there. Because it's not looking good. Like, God damn, Diddy. Like, did you really have to do that girl like that, bro? And I know, the way you beat Cassie, come on, bro, that's not the only woman you ever hit in your life. I'm telling you that. Because, dude, you had no remorse. You had, like, that shit was crazy, bro. It was crazy, bro. That's all I can really say. Like, it was worse than Ray Rice. And I've been listening to a lot of people takes about this before I even did my video. Not my video, my podcast. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, you know, a lot of people have the same opinion. Of course. Why wouldn't they? That shit is disgusting. Bro, that shit was like a monster. No lie, Diddy, man. You look bad, bro. You look bad. You look worse than worse, to be honest with you, bro. You look, dude, you running through a hotel with just a towel, bro. Like, evidently, soon you seen her not in the room, that shit sent you into a, like, I don't know. Like, you was like a motherfucking wild dog, a hyena, on a prey. over there in the Serengeti. That's what you look like, bro. You look like a wild dog. You favor a hyena a little bit anyway. But yeah, you look like a hyena. Out there in the Serengeti, man, just going through prey. Like, you look terrible, bro. That look bad, bro. That look real, real bad. Like, you can't justify that shit. I don't give a fuck how long it was ago. That shit just... If you didn't change from that shit, bro, then you are lame. Some things in life have to make a person want to change. Like, if you didn't want to change from that shit, I know you didn't watch that shit. If you did look at it, like, how did you feel? How did you really feel, bro, just looking at that shit? Watching yourself beat the living dog shit out this woman. I mean, you fucked her up for real, bro. Like, with no remorse, no care, bro. And this girl was a kid, a fucking kid, bro. When I say a kid. This wasn't no 30-year-old woman, no 35-year-old woman. Girl was in her 20s. I know you fucked her up mentally, bro. I know you did. I know the girl fucked up upstairs. Can't nobody tell me shit. Like, that right there do something to any woman, man. Any woman. That's crazy, Diddy. But you're done, bruh. And you deserve to be done. And again, I don't give a fuck how long that video was ago. I can give two shits. Bro, what you did to her and the way that shit lines up. Here's another crazy thing. And the way that shit lines up inside of the lawsuit, you know she wasn't lying. She was telling the truth. I mean, it matches word for word. Like, it is no, I don't know, like, everything she said that happened at that hotel happened. Word for word in that lawsuit. And that's crazy. Word for word. So she wasn't lying. She was telling the God honest truth. And you did it. These allegations against me. Time would tell. Oh yeah? Time is telling, buddy. You're done. Undone. Sad. Big up to Cassie though, man. I'm glad, you know, she's married. She got two kids now. And I big up to her for getting away from that shit. Boy, the price of fame is a motherfucker. If this is the price of fame, man, you can keep that shit. Let me stay a small-time podcaster. And that's what you got to do to make it in this industry. I'm good. Like, the shit? Like, damn, Diddy. Puff Daddy. Alcohol is a bad motherfucker. Huh. Tell y'all that all the time. Gotta be careful out here, man. Got to be careful. And on that note, I appreciate y'all time, man. For real. Thank you to all the new people. Thank you. I love y'all, man. I appreciate everything. I know I say that. It might sound like a cliche, but I'm here to tell you it's not. Like, you're the reason I keep doing it, and you know who you are. Yeah. But that Diddy shit is crazy. If you are in that kind of relationship right now, get out of that shit. It's not healthy. Please, get out of that shit. And I love y'all, man. And I'm out.